You're listening to KGOU. I'm Richard Bassett. If State Question 802 passes, approximately 200,000 more people will be eligible for SoonerCare, the state's Medicaid program. Whether SoonerCare can handle the increased patient population is another question. Independent producer Dan Epstein looked into SoonerCare's capacity for Oklahoma Engaged.
The Oklahoma Healthcare Authority oversees Medicaid for the state. According to the agency's latest information, SoonerCare is using just under 40% of its total primary care capacity. Even in counties with more than 500 SoonerCare members for each primary care provider, there's unused capacity. So Carter Kimball's take on the question is surprising. Kimball is the state's Deputy Secretary of Health and Mental Health.
As currently structured, and the way that our health systems are set up and the provider networks we have in place, today we would not have enough capacity.
But Kimball is considering everything that goes into creating successful health outcomes, including social supports for the low-income people who'd be eligible under Medicaid expansion. And he's talking about more than just primary care.
So when I say that there's not enough capacity, primary care is actually one of the better areas for us. There are certain subspecialties that are a real struggle, and especially when you get into behavioral health.
That's certainly something Randy Tate can attest to. He's the CEO of NorthCare, a certified community behavioral health clinic in Oklahoma City. NorthCare serves people with severe mental illness and addiction problems. And their $8 million contract with the State Department of Mental Health requires them to see anyone who meets the eligibility criteria, whether they can pay or not. So when it comes to capacity,
we're doing it on the backs of our employees and having to bring other resources to the table to be able to do that.
For each of the last 3 years, NorthCare has provided over $3 million in uncompensated care under the state contract. And Tate predicts it'll be the same this year.
So that means we really have artificially low salaries for our staff. We're using our investments and interest from those to also fill in the gaps and do a fair amount of fundraising and relying on other resources like United Way and philanthropic foundations to make ends meet.
Tate believes Medicaid expansion would help NorthCare fill in most of that $3 million gap. He'd be able to improve salaries and reduce turnover. But those aren't the only benefits Tate believes Medicaid expansion would realize.
We would improve our access and hopefully be able to serve people before they're in latter stages of addiction and mental illness and quickly getting them back into the community and recovering faster and moving on with their lives.
It's a similar story for physical health. The uninsured put off seeing a doctor because they can't afford to. So by the time they do, conditions like diabetes, hypertension, or heart disease will be more advanced. Medicaid expansion would improve access to primary care where conditions like these could be detected and treated before they had a chance to become severe. And access to primary care is key, says the state's Carter Kimball.
Primary care will be that quarterback of coverage. The importance there is that if you have that primary care setting, they can really assist you in coordinating what other needs you may have.
Like behavioral health or some other specialty care. And specialty care capacity, like primary care, isn't available as readily from county to county. In states that have expanded Medicaid, coverage has increased markedly. But Medicaid expansion in Oklahoma won't necessarily address the food, housing, or employment insecurities Kimball believes are important factors in meeting the needs of the Medicaid expansion population. For Oklahoma Engaged, I'm Dan Epstein.
Dan Epstein's reporting for KGOU is part of Oklahoma Engaged, a collaboration among Oklahoma's NPR stations focusing on the 2020 primary and general election. For more information, visit KGOU.org.